Ready?
Go right ahead.
Okay, we'll call to order the May 4th meeting of the Town of Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. I think the first thing on the agenda we usually do is excuse people or, I mean, Beth, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. You need to excuse Kathleen.
Kathleen, okay. Is there a motion to excuse Kathleen from today's meeting?
Make a motion.
Okay.
A second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is adoption of the agenda.
A motion we adopt the agenda as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next item is adoption of the minutes. Again, we've had a chance to look at this, but let's take a minute to look at the minutes in case there's any.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we adopt the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay, any further comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Public comments. Again, this is, I'll go ahead and make the announcement. This is a review of the land use plan, and we'll hopefully make a recommendation to town council, but this is part of the process. We'll have a chance to hear any public comments on that on a further agenda item, but I don't see anybody here, so I assume that there's no public comments. So we'll close public comments. Old business, there's nothing on old business. I don't believe anything that we have that I think we're pushing off to further months in terms of some revision type of issues, but our key item is number 6, which is new business review of the draft land use plan. So again, as I mentioned, as part of the process, the Planning and Zoning Commission reviews this, makes recommendations, and then forwards it with a recommendation to the town council as part of the process. So do you want to kind of give us a little short introduction? You know, of course, I'm familiar with the process, and I think, you know, we have one or two other people that have attended some of the meetings, but you may have some folks on the commission that really aren't that familiar with it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, everyone, for having me here this evening. As the chair alluded to, you've got a large document for you. It's about 120 pages. But this is, in effect, your draft comprehensive land use plan. And my name is Wes McLeod. I'm the Cape Fear Council of Governments. I have been working with the town on preparing this document now for, I believe, going on close to 10 months or so. And as part of that process, we worked with the Land Use Plan Committee to develop the draft plan. In addition to the draft plan, we had a draft survey and a public input meeting here in Town Hall. And so as we went through the process, we drafted chapters, provided them to the committee for review, and then proceeded on until at which point in March the committee made a formal recommendation for approval of that plan. It then goes to this board for recommendation and then ultimately adoption by town council. So that's from a procedural standpoint sort of how we arrived here this evening. And at this point in time, this document, for all intents and purposes, is under your purview. And so if there's things in the document that are not in line with what you believe should be in here, if you have questions, comments, concerns, any of the above, sort of now's the time to ask them. Is that?
Yeah, that's fine. Again, just to point out, I'm also the chairperson of the Land Use Planning Committee. So, you know, it's kind of a dual process right here. So I'm pretty familiar with the process, and our town council has also been member and quite contributory to that process too. So I noticed a hand raised by.
I just wanted Wes to also state where we go from here.
Yes. So from here, assuming that the board would recommend approval, it will be then sent to Division of Coastal Management's district planner for their review, and that is a minimum 90-day review period, consistency review, agency review, to make sure that the plan is compliant with their state guidelines and requirements. They don't, for example, look at a policy and say, well, I think Curie Beach should allow bigger homes, so I disagree with whatever policy. They are only looking at it in terms of, have they included this particular requirement, and that's all. And so once we receive word back from them that the plan is compliant and there's no agency comments, it can then be forwarded, well, and it can then be, town council can then adopt it should they wish to do so.
I, from just a technical point of view, our recommendation is to the town council.
Yes, sir.
And so technically the town council would then forward it to the agency to get, but they wouldn't act on it other than forwarding to the agency, but we don't technically forward it to the agency, is my understanding.
Yeah, I mean, so just, and this is where it gets, you can go down a rabbit hole, is technically the council could adopt it without Division of Coastal Management seeing it, but then it would not be eligible for CAMA certification until Division of Coastal Management would have reviewed it. So it's sort of two dual roles and its purposes, and it gets a little complicated, if you will. The semantics, essentially.
What happens if you find that there is something that needs to be changed?
Division of Coastal Management would send comments directly to me and Mandy, and at which point in time we would address any comments. I can tell you since in 2015 when they modified the rules that I have had, I don't know, probably 20 or so plans go through review and I've not received a single comment. There used to be a much more rigorous process by which we had to follow, and it is not the same anymore. But great question.
Well, I just didn't want to have to have every committee meet again and look over two words we didn't change.
Sure. Yeah, but that's a great question. And I hope that this won't be the first time, but there's the first time for everything.
I'll do what I can.
All right. I think the process, the best process is we've had a couple people I know read it very carefully and found a number of kind of typos or little comments and that sort of thing. I think there's two approaches we could take in today's meeting. We can kind of go through the details of the typos and those type of comments, followed by just a general comment if there's anything more strategic that we want to talk about, or we can talk about the strategic issues first, the major issues first, and then the details later. Is there a preference at all?
Can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
Give Wes the typos. If it's just a typo, it probably doesn't need discussion. So we could just give him the list of those and not...
Is there anything? I didn't see a whole... And there were... And I think everybody does have the list here. Most of these are typos. I didn't see anything really strategic in these type of lists or kind of major bullet points for discussion.
I mean, would that be easier for you if you had the list versus us telling
you? If they are grammatical clerical errors, truly, then absolutely we'll incorporate those. And what the procedure would be for the board is that you would recommend approval subject to incorporation of these provisions.
So why don't we just give Wes the last page that we have on the agenda so he can follow through, and we'll just go typo, 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 and then we'll discuss what we have to discuss.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Do you have the agenda, Wes? If you want, I'll take the lead, Greg, since these...
Yeah, sure. These are more... Yeah. I mean, Kathleen had a few things. I've done all my comments, I think, in the land use plan, so I'm going to kind of stay neutral on this whole thing today. So, yeah, go ahead and take the lead.
Okay, so item number one, each of the 12 maps says 2021, right? No problem there. Page I, there's a typo in Byron's name. I think you probably caught that also. On page 2-6, table 2, this is not a typo. This is kind of a comment question. Table 2.5 estimates the day trip visitors at 3792. Personally, I think that's high because it assumes that all 632 parking spaces in the town are used by day trippers, and they're definitely not. So there should maybe there should be some type of percentage added in there for how many people are actually going to be day trippers that are parking
sure.
in our parking spots, because we use them also.
That's and so I think that's a great question, and this was discussed. You know, it's been months ago now in the process for the imperfect science of trying to determine how many folks are coming to the town. But we could split that in half and modify the number.
Either split it or add a comment that this assumes that all spaces are used by day trippers. Just so somebody in the future doesn't say, look, they overlooked this fact.
Sure.
However you want to handle it.
So then I'll tell you without literally there being a human out at each parking spot, we don't know. So it's up to this board, I think from if businesses see this or if this number is used, I feel like we want to have a higher number, if that makes sense. Would it be preferable to have a clause that says this would assume to your...
Okay. That's fine.
Well, I think the assumption we made was we didn't know how many shifts, if they're there for 2 hours, all day, how many shifts were going on. So the assumption of 1.5 shifts,
yes,
I think it came out to this number, which that could be low, because people may only be here for an hour. They go to Jack Mackle's, eat 2 hours, and leave.
Correct. And yes.
So I think that that's just something we could never, ever measure or even come up with. So best guess, probably low in 1.5 shifts is, I don't think I'm opposed to the number, but I don't think we can even quantify it.
So is the best course then just to add the clause about this would assume these spots are occupied by...
Yeah, okay. I think it clarifies, based on 1.5 shifts, which is probably pretty low. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one, page 2.7 at the top, makes a statement that growth from births will be offset by the natural population decline from deaths. I think that's also another statement that it's kind of an assumption, because our highest age percentage is from 55 to 74. So given that, I think you have, unfortunately, more deaths than you have births, based on our population age.
Yeah, just very quick, I was looking at that. So at the very top, what you're referring to is the top paragraph on 2.7. The first sentence deals with the state demographer's estimate, which is a factual sort of thing. Mm-hmm. What you're kind of challenging is that assumption being applied to Kiri Beach.
Correct.
Okay. I, as an economist, I'd probably have to agree with that, is that the birth rate in Kiri Beach is probably lower, substantially lower than the death rate in Kiri Beach when you look at the numbers. So is there but we're still having a lot of in migration. So is there any way of kind of rephrasing that to say that it's a zero natural population growth? Because it probably isn't here in Kiri Beach.
Okay, so I think we're saying the same thing, but essentially the state demographer says that there will be no natural growth essentially in Hanover County from essentially what this
right,
and so I guess.
But the population of Kiri Beach is probably much higher than the average population for New Hanover County.
The age
is much higher. So I think we probably have a negative natural population growth.
Okay.
But we still have massive in-migration. So,
in-migration,
there's a...
key, yes.
Yeah.
So...
Take out the word zero and say low. Mm-hmm. Just say a low natural population growth.
And no. Okay.
Plus the higher costs are for land and building, it's going to mean that the younger you are, the least likely you are to be able to afford it.
Yeah, there are statistics in here that show the different age categories, too, and we don't have a lot of children compared to elderly people.
Yes. So, yeah, so again, assuming that in migration.
Yeah, it's just a matter of just changing zero to something else to imply that maybe that... Or maybe you just don't even need to have that. You just simply say it's also assumed that that in-migration will account for the major component of population growth in Kira Beach.
In Kira Beach.
That's good to me.
Yeah. And then we get away from that whole argument.
Okay.
Right, because we're comparing New Hanover to Kira Beach, and it doesn't compare. Okay. Item 5. In the hazard section on page 3-5, just a comment, should we possibly mention Brunswick Nuclear Plant being within 10 miles?
Well, we've got an emergency plan for...
And that's because there's a hazard, right?
Yeah. We're inside their circle for the cloud.
I'm not sure they would appreciate being labeled as a hazard. I take your point, but it might be a better way of expressing it.
Okay, so then maybe we don't list them in that section, but in the map, item 1.1, maybe where it has the radius shown, we show where Brunswick is, or map 1.1, just show it on the map.
Well, just reading the hazard paragraph, it doesn't mention Sunny Point, so these are all natural hazards.
Okay.
You want to call it natural hazards rather than hazards? Yeah, just for hazards, for the title of the section, call it natural hazards rather than hazards.
Mm-hmm. Item 6 is just as a consideration. Same thing with item 7. That's just a consideration. It mentions the work we're going to be doing on Snow's Cup Bridge in 2040. Well, we'll never get that done in 2040 if we don't start now, because that's a huge project.
Yeah, the last time they worked on it was 10 years. They did a minor sort of thing, and they shut down that thing for 10 years or something like that. Ridiculous.
Okay, page 4-9. It mentions dogs off the leash at the dog park. But nowhere in this document does it mention anything about dogs on the beach, whether they're allowed or when or where.
That's in the code of ordinances and actually is a potential discussion topic down the line for...
Okay, so we'll leave that as an ordinance then. Item 9, we also talk about... Let me turn to it, 4-12. I don't remember it off the top of my head, sorry.
There were a couple items that the committee chose not to broach, and I think these are two of them.
Pay parking is one of them. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Just want to be transparent. Table 5-3. In the table, it says the total is 22.6. But when you read the words right below the table, it says 35. I don't know if I missed something there, or...
That may be a typo or a change.
For the acres, total acreage.
1 second. 5-3.
It's page 5-3, table 5-2.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
We'll
correct that. All right, that's fine. So that's a fix. Item 11 is a typo to fix. Item 12 on page 6-1 states that the PZC acts as the town's HPC. I don't think that's a correct statement.
They're two separate. So looking at existing development management program, that needs to be corrected.
Okay.
you know, what I would do is simply say the town has a planning and zoning board that reviews and comments on certain proposed developments, period. In addition, the town's Historic Preservation Commission reviews development within the historic district. The designated historic district.
Okay, item 13 on page 6-2, it starts with the word recently. That's kind of a moving target for a document like this. It's going to live for years.
Sure.
So we just may want to reword that.
Just take out the word recently.
Yeah.
Start the town.
And then I have two that are not on my list that were going to be my discussion items. But on page 2-7, the last two sentences, it talks about the wind turbines off the coast. And it states, based on the current proposal for offshore wind infrastructure, the town believes it will bear no impact to the desirability of Curie Beach for residents. That's true. But at the same time, I believe our town council did join with, I don't know if it was Wrightsville or another beach, in a letter that they wrote supporting the other town kind of against the wind turbines. So I don't know if that is a contradiction in itself or...
I think it was Oak Island.
Oh, where, yeah, Oak Island.
Because Oak Island's going to get it all.
Yeah, they're going to get it.
They're sure.
At our last land use plan committee meeting, there's a council member that recommended that this clause, this statement you put in here.
Okay.
And it basically as is worded. However, that being said, it's up to this board. If you feel like it should be stricken, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of conversation, and I think, you know, about wind turbines offshore over the horizon and things like that. So I don't really see if by having it there because people are going to read it somewhere else. I don't think it really creates an issue in my perspective.
Well, based on the current plan of wind turbines being whatever it is, 22 miles off of Oak Island, this could be a true statement.
But for Curie Beach, it may not.
What I'm saying is next month, there may be another plan to put them 10 miles right outside of Curie Beach. And then it definitely has an impact.
But I think from the information we have today, then we can't honestly know where they're going to put them because it has yet to be decided.
What's the page number that you're talking about?
2-7.
2-7.
Right at the bottom.
Because it looks like...
It's the last two sentences.
Yeah.
But I think from what we know today, and when we put this document together, this is I think the statement is true. What happens tomorrow in the future?
You're right, Tony. Because it does say based on the current proposal for offshore wind. I just reread that.
Yep.
You're correct. So if council wanted to put that in, it's based on the current proposal, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
And then my last comment, more of a question, on page 4-1, talking about the water demand status and trends, the second sentence says, per FEMA guidelines, water demand needs to be provided during all periods of each day, week of the year for consumer use plus fire water. If that's a true statement, how can we ever shut water off during a hurricane if per FEMA it has to be supplied every day, every week?
Well, it's we're under emergency when the water shut off, if it shut off.
And FEMA guidelines wouldn't apply under an emergency?
That's
my point. I understand we turn it off. I understand why we turn it off, and we're going to continue turning it off, but this says we don't.
And it's only on the oceanfront.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to have a just a sentence in there saying something like that? That under under emergencies, the town of Kerry Beach can turn off the water and you know within the ocean front. I mean, would that be any problem? Or
but it may not be legal for us to do it.
Do it. Well, I mean, I assume if something breaks,
and under
emergencies or repair, that they can turn things off.
These guidelines are really about understanding what your peak day use is. So they're saying, the FEMA guidelines are saying for planning purposes, if you know, for example, you guys are going to build 16 hotels, well, if you're going to do that, then you better well understand that you're going to need to substantially increase your water supply.
So what if it said, per FEMA guidelines, during normal conditions, water demand needs to be provided, blah, 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 blah?
Because the FEMA guideline is not written that way. It's not limited to the
water. Yeah, this is a quote out of the FEMA guidelines.
And I'm not sure you need to focus too much on this guideline. The function of, I read this section of the land use plan as simply advising the reader of a set of guidelines that impact development. For example, if somebody came in with a proposal to develop 16 hotels, EDC may recommend the town council not to approve that because that would be inconsistent with the FEMA guidelines as set forth in. So I'm not sure you need to focus too much on the FEMA guideline if you take it as simply informing the reader of something that impacts development.
So in other words, this is for planning purposes as opposed to practical.
Correct. FEMA wants to make sure everybody's got enough water and then also you can put out a fire on your peak days, for example. And it's particularly relevant for beach or coastal communities and seasonal communities in the mountains where you've got some big fluctuations.
Does that satisfy you?
I guess so. I understand it, so it's good enough. I'm fine.
Kathleen had one suggestion that was on page 4.8. It says that the first sentence under fire and EMS services says Kerry Beach Fire Department provides firefighting and other emergency services and is located behind Town Hall. It's not really located behind Town Hall. It has its own address.
Okay.
So she says it's 608 K Avenue. So take out behind Town Hall and say it's located at 608 K Avenue.
Thanks.
At one time, it was located behind Town Hall.
No, it's alongside.
Alongside, yeah. But it has its own separate address, so. And I think that's the only. I've expressed all of my comments, obviously, in the LDP committee meetings. Is there any other? I just wanted to raise one strategic issue. It's not to change anything here, but just to make it clear that the Planning and Zoning Commission understands the role of the land use plan. And I think I mentioned that in all the other states that I've worked in, the land use plan is really the guiding document that ordinances and zoning has to fall under and be consistent with. That's not quite true in North Carolina.
Not yet.
And, you know, maybe you can go and explain to Planning and Zoning that, in fact, if something is inconsistent, even though we do consistency statements, if something is inconsistent with the land use plan, that doesn't mean that it's bad. It just simply changes by law the land use plan. It's kind of an interesting process that obviously kind of favors the real estate development folks. But you might want to just mention that.
Sure. So in North Carolina, we're at least now all required, if you want to have maintain your zoning authority, to have a quote, reasonably maintained comprehensive land use plan. We don't know how often that needs to be updated. And then statutes that were a precursor to that require us, if you're going to amend your zoning ordinance, sense, either the text of it or the zoning map, that that a consistency statement be prepared, you know, looking at that zoning amendment and looking at the land use plan and saying, is this consistent or is this not consistent? And the planning board has to provide that statement for each of those amendments, and council as well. And council actually, I believe, only has to do they have to do both now, but they can just acknowledge the planning board consistency statement for a text amendment. But, so yes, you're correct. And then if you act inconsistent with the plan is in effect amended.
Which is, I would say, unusual.
That is an unusual quirk that was put into statute that a lot of us kind of shake our heads at.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure that the P&Z is familiar with the role of the land use plan, because certainly when I started, I thought that everything had to be consistent with the land use plan. It doesn't. If it's inconsistent, we can say that it's inconsistent when we sign these documents for a consistency statement. And officially, then the land use plan changes based upon...
Not based on PCC's consistency,
no.
Based on council adoption.
Right, right. But if council acknowledges our inconsistency, then technically that would change the land use plan rather than forcing us to be consistent with the land use plan like most states are. So.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other comments about... the land use plan?
Yeah, I've got a
sure.
Couple.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
On 4.3, it states that the town of Kiri Beach has two wells that could be used to accommodate peak population or for future fire prevention needs. One of them can be used at any time to meet future supply needs, and the other one is at Ann Avenue that has to be sampled before it can be used. If there's a large fire, we can't use that well because it's going to take a while to sample the water before you put it into the whole town system. So there's actually, for fire prevention purposes, there's actually only one well.
And there is a statement there that it says that it could be used after being sampled.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. By the time the test results
sure.
come back, we don't need it to put out the fire because the building's gone.
Is the testing, are you reading from a particular page that I didn't...
Yeah, it's on page 4-3, first paragraph, about two-thirds of the way down. It says... the N Avenue can produce 0.216 MGD, which could be used after being sampled. This would give the town a total capacity of 0.887.
I'd be interested in looking at what authority requires the sampling to see if that requirement is coupled with consumption.
Right,
separate from emergency use. Does anybody know where the sampling requirement is set forth?
I would assume that Public Works would have a basic knowledge of where potable water is and where it isn't.
And so if you think it would be helpful, the word emergency can be stricken, you know, from there. I believe that was, at least that was referred to us as the intent of those wells.
Yeah, and...
Despite the sampling issue.
And if there would be severe fire hazard in the buffer zone or something like that for a whole summer, that well could be brought up to standard. So, you know, it was just an inconsistency that jumped out at me.
Is there?
Because there's both wells could be put could be put on a fire. But in order to do that, you contaminate the whole town's water supply.
Should we strike the emergency from here? Where it would just say, has installed two additional wells?
Rather than go through that, if we stretch that last sentence, these wells also play a key role in addressing current and future fire prevention needs, and just have the understanding that as our fire prevention needs may go up, we may need to bring that well online if properly treated.
Curious question on my part. The second well that's not online, if you hypothetically, if you used it to put out a fire and the water in that well was not, what's the word?
Yeah, the one well.
Would that infiltrate the other parts of the water system?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, everything's interconnected.
Let's agree on some language. You want to tweak the last sentence, correct?
Well, Wes was recommending just taking out the word emergency.
That could be done, or the statement there that this well in Abney can produce 0.216 million gallons per day, which could be used for a longer term emergency after being sampled. Would perhaps that be sufficient?
That's fine, yeah.
That way you still got...
Anything that makes it simple for you guys.
Yeah, you know, so it's just not turning it on and using it. You know, it's got to be sampled before any sort of emergency uses.
And the next one's on 4.4. At the very top of the page. It says the town... also has an agreement with the town of Carolina Beach to send wastewater flow to the Carolina Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant. That plant is jointly owned by both towns. Yeah, the federal government just put it in Carolina Beach.
Okay.
And having been on the board where we negotiate the sewer rates, they would love to have something in writing that they own the whole thing.
So maybe after that sentence, take out the period and put a comma and say, which is co-owned by the town of Carolina Beach and the town of Kerry Beach.
Yeah, funny, that'd be fine. And the only other one I have is a general one, is what... The number of maps in here, what if one of them isn't accurate? Do you go by the printed word or the map? For example, on 4.5, it shows the ditches, but it certainly doesn't show all the ditches.
That data was provided...
And also,
these are not survey level, you know.
Yeah, well, if the printed language is okay, that's legally what you go by.
Sure, and this document is not the same as getting into a situation where you've got an error on your zoning map and you've got to have a legal interpretation.
Okay.
Because
there were a couple of them in there. The water system also showed disconnected areas of town. So, but other than that, that's all I've got. Thank you.
Any other comments?
No. I'm good.
I just have a procedural question for Wes. It's probably a good time to ask it.
Wes, on, I understand, I'm looking at my notes, and it says post-DCM legislative hearing with two different notices. I understand one of them comes out of 116. I reference my notes say 113. Are we talking about one notice or two notices? And regardless, do you know the rest of that canvas citation?
I would have, it's 113A-10E or something. It's been a while since I've looked it up. That's a 30-day notice,
right.
And that's a separate notice. But Jim, I can certainly provide that to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can even provide you all with the notice language when we get that. So you don't have to worry
along
about
with an email telling us what to do with that.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, once we theoretically get through the 90 or 120 or 145 days of DCM review and if we're given the go-ahead, then, yeah, absolutely.
So once they recommend, on the May agenda, council needs to put it forward, correct, by motion?
It's up to, every community does it differently. Some, just by virtue of the fact that P&Z has recommended it, it will then be sent to DCM. But I will, you let me know what you guys feel comfortable with.
I think the motion reflected.
I think it needs to go on the council agenda. Yep.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Jim, you know, I know you kind of work for a number of different commissions in the town council. You've been as part of the LUP committee. Is there any other recommendations you make as the P&Z attorney right now here?
No, the enabling statute is very simple. You review and recommend. There's no other procedural requirements. Land Use Planning Committee did its thing very thoroughly. This is the review and recommendation. I agree it goes on council's agenda for a motion to push it forward, and that's reflected in the minutes. Then you just wait, and he's going to give us a roadmap thereafter. So, no, I think we're good. And all the comments that I had during the committee process were made and incorporated.
Okay.
And then, Chair, if I may, I would just recommend that you all would have a motion to recommend approval subject to the changes discussed.
Right. Uh-huh. And it's to make a motion to forward this.
You all are making a motion for recommendation of approval.
It's like a text amendment.
Yeah.
You would vote to, the motion would be to forward this on to council with a recommendation to approve it, and well, I would say a motion to forward this to council to have council seek DCM review and adoption of the plan or something like that.
All right.
What did you say?
Does somebody like to make a motion here, subject to the changes?
I'll make a motion that we forward this to town council, subject to the changes that have been discussed here tonight.
With our recommendation to forward this for approval by the coastal, what is it, coastal?
They just review it. Just send it to DCM for their agency review. It will be certified at a later date.
Okay, so let's go ahead and clean.
Sorry.
Or, you know, I think we all know what we're doing here. So is it fine? You know what we're recommending, right? Okay. So,
a second.
All right, so it's been motioned and second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Right. Opposed?
Question. I don't, staff doesn't anticipate council discussion of the plan at the next meeting, so I see no reason why you need to.
If that is in fact the case, I mean, I don't know when the meeting is, but it, you know, if there's...
We'll meet later this month, but...
Okay. I can be here, but it should be basically a sensitive item.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's really nothing... That was my question, was did you need to be here, but I don't think that you did. We can just let you know that it was approved, and then you can go forward.
intended, yes. But you and I can discuss this later. I just don't want them to go down the path asking something about the plan and something gets done.
Okay. It's, okay.
So
if you want to,
just
you want to
keeping posted on when that meeting is. When is it?
May 23rd.
There's a good chance I have to be, I'm going to be in another community that evening anyways.
Well, overall, excellently written plan.
And you'll be responsible for forwarding it to DC?
Yes, sir. And I'll make sure Mandy and Beth are copied in it. Thank you all. It's been a pleasure working with you all. And we got another hurdle to go. But it's you. And thank you all for reading the plan. And you know, some folks, that's not the case.
You did well, good.
Good job.
All right. Very good. Okay. So, just very quickly, last item is our next meeting in June is when? Do you have a date for that? Just to make sure. I know summer's coming up, and so a lot of people travel.
Wednesday, so June the
1st. June the 1st. Is that okay with everybody? Okay. So, all right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
I'll second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Very good. Thank you. And we do not have an HPC meeting today.